For some time, I was afraid we were too late.
When her eyelids fluttered at last, it was something like a miracle.
Yeah.
And when Mr. Philip Green arrived...
No, I felt sure he wouldn't be far away. I fancy he has a better right to take care of her than anyone else.
Yes, indeed. Mm. So the funeral was able to proceed. And the poor old woman who lay in the bottom of that coffin was allowed to go to her final rest alone.
There. Well, if you decide to add this strange case to your annals, let it be an awful warning. An example of the temporary eclipse to which even the best balanced mind may occasionally succumb.
What was it that put you on the right track, Holmes?
Well, last night I lay awake, haunted by the thought that somewhere a clue had come to my notice and had been too easily dismissed. Yes, in the grey light of dawn, a few words came back to me, the words of the undertaker, as reported by Mr. Green. It took longer being out of the ordinary. Why was the coffin out of the ordinary? Then I remembered the deep sides and that little, shrunken figure at the bottom. Why so large a casket for so small a body? To leave room for a second corpse, both to be buried under the one certificate. Yes, sir. Damnably ingenious device.
During the confusion, I gathered the precious pair and managed to make their escape. No doubt it will soon be picked up.
Let us hope so, indeed. Now, of course, if they should escape the clutches of the law, it might prove to be interesting.
Interesting?
Yes, certainly. If our paths should cross a second time, the outcome might be very different. Yes. I await news of their future career with pleasurable anticipation.
In The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Jack Claff as the Honorable Philip Green. Inspector Lestrade was played by Stephen Thorne, Holy Peters by Peter Wickham, Mrs. Peters by Julie Mears, Monsieur Moser by John Baddeley, Herr Brandt by Colin Pinney, Marie Devine by Rachel Atkins, and The Undertaker by William Maxwell. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax was dramatized for radio by Peter Ling and directed by Enid Williams.